The news, read by Belinda Shaw, the main points. Cameroon's Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education and his Rwandan counterpart have been discussing paths for Yaoundé to successfully host the 9th edition of Youth Connect Africa Summit. Both personalities had a conversation on the plan at the event taking place in Kigali. The United Nations reports that nearly 380,000 people displaced by floods in South Sudan are likely to suffer from a surge in malaria. And in sport, two new faces will join the Indomitable Lions in the build-up to day 5 and 6 matches of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. Some Cameroonian young leaders participating in the 2024 edition of the Youth Connect Summit in Kigali, Rwanda, have been exhibiting their know-how to visitors, while others are participating in conferences to expand their knowledge. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futsu, who is leading the delegation, was received in audience by his Rwandan counterpart, Dr. Jean Nepo Abdallah, during which he disclosed Cameroon's interest to host the 9th edition of the Youth Connect Africa Summit. Yoti Kale.
An earnest desire to be host of the 2026 Youth Connect Africa Summit is expressed in this tete-a-tete between Cameroon's Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, his Rwandan peer, and the Deputy Representative of UNDP in Cameroon.
We really thank the team that they have joined Youth Connect in 2019. They are among the founders of Youth Connect Africa. We also exchanged on the wish of the Cameroon to host Youth Connect Africa Summit in 2026 so that young people of Africa will come to Cameroon in 2026.
The Cameroonian delegation is also present at various panel discussions. One of the preoccupying issues is to rethink the African Youth Charter, for which the president of the Cameroon National Youth Council, Fadimatu Yawa Usmanu, advances arguments, while other young African leaders are keen on entrepreneurship and access to funding.
Ian Gwit, Executive Director of Youth Connect Africa. We had a very good session this morning involving the Ministry of Youth, and it was interesting because he reiterated the commitment of the government in support of the youth. It was very clear listening to him that the government, again, is very committed supporting a host of initiatives at the local level, and it's been so since 2019.
Meantime, the over 100 youngsters that make Team Cameroon receive a boost from Minister Monona Futsu, with a subtle reminder for them to lead by example.
Russia and several African countries have committed to strengthening their collaboration in various sectors, including technology, commerce, education, and security. The announcement was made today in Sochi during the inaugural Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference. Cameroon's Minister of External Relations, Mbelambela, was among the key speakers. Charles Ebune has more.
The Cyrus University Ceremonial Hall in the Cyrus Federal Territory, Sochi in Russia today, gathered here are African Foreign Affairs Ministers and their Russian counterparts. The occasion, the solemn opening ceremony of the first ever Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference of the Russia-Africa Partnership Forum, established during last year's Russia-Africa Summit in its second edition as the best diplomatic dialogue forum to discuss issues between Russia and Africa. On behalf of the Russian president opening the ceremony, the world's longest serving and most experienced foreign affairs minister, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, qualified the increasing relationship between Africa and Russia as a good sign for geopolitical stability. He reiterated the intentions of his president to see security, food security, military cooperation, trade, and technology as some of the key elements which bind relationship between African countries and Russia. Amongst the foreign affairs ministers who addressed the solemn opening ceremony was External Relations Minister Mbelambela. The Cameroonian Minister of External Relations hailed recent developments between Russia and Cameroon as good signs for a cooperation increasing day by day. He cited the presence of President Paul Biya in Russia last year as the hallmark which culminated with free visa zone for holders of service and diplomatic passports. On the sidelines of the gathering, several accords in areas such as commercial transaction and agricultural exchanges to provide a suitable environment for technology transfer for Russian grain in Africa and stabilized food were signed.
Today, November 10th, is World Science Day for Peace and Development, celebrated under the theme Youth at the Frontline. This year's event highlights the critical role of young people in using science to drive sustainable development. Hortensia Ngam reports.
The United Nations has recently designated 2024 to 2033 as the International Decade of Science for Sustainable Development, aiming to address pressing global issues like climate change, economic inequality, and resource scarcity through science and technology. This year's theme emphasizes the role of youth as key drivers of change, positioning them at the forefront of efforts to build a resilient and sustainable future. In Cameroon, young scientists and innovators are already contributing to sustainable solutions. Projects in renewable energy, digital agriculture, and community health initiatives showcase how local youth are leveraging science to solve real-world challenges. However, experts caution that these young changemakers will face barriers such as limited funding and resources, which restrict their impact. By placing young people at the center of this year's celebration, the UN and other organizations aim to mobilize support and resources for youth-led scientific initiatives worldwide.
The first supply of materials and equipment for the Mbalam Nabeba iron ore project are reportedly in 39 containers at the quay of the Kribi port. An official of the Cameroon Mining Company, Patrick Chowa, says they will be officially received on Monday, November 11, before they are moved to the exploitation site in Mbalam. Winston Lebga now highlights the stakes of the giant's project.
There are various components to this project that include the construction of a 689-kilometer railway line connecting Cameroon to Congo. Iron and steel complexes are part of the picture for the transformation of 15% of the iron produced from the various mines. This, with a weighted production of over 3 million tons of steel a year, obliging adjustments to the price of iron on the market in Cameroon and the CEMAC zone. Financial affairs experts say Cameroon stands to benefit from over 12 billion CFA francs in tax revenue, while Congo could enjoy a triple of that figure. The sustained efforts of President Paul Biya of Cameroon and Denis Sassou Nguesso of Congo are pushing the plan through, and it is projected to put the Cameroon-Congo area in the top 5 in the list of the world's largest iron production pools. This ambitious project is to create 20,000 jobs during its production phase.
In other news, Christians of the Presbyterian Church Bastos congregation have been implored to trust God's divine stewardship through the challenges of time and celebrate God's blessings evident in the demographic growth of the church in evangelism, education, and health sectors. The call was made by the parish pastor, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp Vesha, during a special service to end week-long activities organized by the congregation to mark the 67th anniversary of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon under the theme Blessed Assurance. Karin Kubong reports.
The celebration of the 67th Presbyterian Church Day at the PC Bastos congregation saw parishioners unite in songs to honor strides made by the church since its independence from the Basel Mission in November 1957. In his sermon, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp Vesha called on Christians of PC Bastos to trust God's guardianship to better days in the Presbyterian Church.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are on a journey amidst the odds. God is leading the Presbyterian Church as a good shepherd to greener pastures. The PCC is standing on a solid rock, which is Jesus the Christ.
In an audio recording of the moderator's message played during the service, the Right Reverend Dr. Funky Samuel Foba traced his path covered at the helm of affairs in the PCC, highlighting the achievements of his mandate with a plea on Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon to look beyond his humanly flaws as he celebrates his last PC day as moderator.
Some of my administrative errors, my personal weaknesses, might have caused some of you pain. I honestly owe you an unreserved apology. I make this open appeal for forgiveness to build bridges for the way forward.
Reacting to the moderator's message, the parish pastor of PC Bastos, Reverend Jongai Polycap, noted that despite difficult times, the church has grown in leaps and bounds.
In his mandate as moderator, the church has grown more than ever before, spiritually, demographically, and structural-wise. The future of the Presbyterian Church is in the hands of the Almighty God, and to Him be the glory.
Other activities to mark the day involved traditional displays, the cutting of the anniversary cake, and feasting.
Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, a Kombite parish in Betuan, today celebrated the 67th Presbyterian Church Day in songs and thanksgiving to God. This was during a special church service officiated by the parish pastor, Reverend Priscilla Tankwa. Tala LT tells us more from CRTV East.
Since its planting in Cameroon some 67 years back, the PCC has grown in strength and numbers to celebrate another year of God's abundant blessings and fulfillment of promises in their lives. Christians of the Kombite Parish in Betuan joined the pastor, Reverend Tankwa Priscilla, to shout unto the Lord.
For 67 years, the PCC has experienced the power of God. And so today we gather to continue with the celebration because God brought the church to this level.
Drawing inspiration from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1-7, these Christians were told to remain steadfast and continue working for the advancing of God's word in the East region and beyond.
They should remain focused and firm in their faith, just as Peter advised that those who are not following God's ways, they know that they are destroying themselves. They are being led to their own destruction.
Through singing, dancing, and thanksgiving, these Christians raised their voices to the heavens as they celebrated in pomp and fanfare the 67th edition of the Presbyterian Day in Cameroon. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
In Presbyterian Church Bonaberry in Douala, the Christians also joined their brethren across the country to celebrate the 67th anniversary of the PCC. Activities to mark the day were piloted by the Presbyterian Secretary for Mungo and Parish Pastor for PC Bonaberry, Reverend Mary Ndume Wosem. Mary Lumazonga Quenty reports from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
Many activities graced the celebrations marking the 67th PC Day at Presbyterian Church Bonaberry. They ranged from the moderator's message, a talk of war between CMF and CWF, wipey dance display, traditional dances, and a lot of singing from different choirs, most recounting the transition from the Basel Mission to the PCC. In his message to the Christians, the Reverend Mekumba called on the Christians to be on the alert and guard against the forces of darkness. The Presbyterian Secretary for Mungo and Parish Pastor for PCC Bonaberry, the Reverend Mary Nduma will say, asked the Christians to rest upon the promises of God.
It was only because the grace of God accompanied us that is why we are up to this level. They'll face challenges as Christians, yet in their faith they should not give up.
Many Presbyterians turned up for the celebrations, among them Tumfo Barrister Nico Hale.
The enemies of the church are those who are promoting promiscuity, those who are embezzling church's money.
Madame Go Karin is also a Christian of PC Bonaberry.
Bringing souls to Christ, it's amazing. So I'm really happy to be one of them. And I pray other people should emulate what we do and join us if possible.
At PC Bonaberry, we're coordinated by the chairperson, Madame Sho Catherine, and assisted by Dr. Assam George. Mary Loom Azongankwenti reporting.
CRTV Network News. An association of former students of the University of Chang's Faculty of Law and Political Science have started a scholarship program that includes providing textbooks to students currently enrolled in the degree program. The benefactors, who are the 1998 batch, had an orientation session with the students, cautioning them against social media distractions while encouraging them to pursue their studies with determination. Eric Langmia Wofor reports.
The former students are grouped under an association called Matricule 98. They state that their vision is sharing 26 years of knowledge and experiences gathered on the field with the current students. Professor Monkam Cyril, a lecturer at the University of Boya, affirms that they want to inspire the younger ones.
In the future, to see how we can supervise and even help those who are behind to find their way in the future.
The Alumni Association of the former students has offered textbooks and scholarships to outstanding students of the Faculty of Law and Political Sciences of the University of Chang. The members have also carried out a sports walk around the campus of the University of Chang and also paid an exchange visit to the Foreke Fondom in Chang. Eric Langmia Wofor, CRTV News, Chang.
The new paramount ruler of the Pinyin Kingdom has promised to work towards a united, peaceful and prosperous Pinyin community. His Majesty Kenneth Kan Asobo III was speaking today during a cultural ceremony to present the traditional ruler to the Pinyin community in Yaoundé, few days after he was officially announced as the new Fon of the Pinyin. Colette Jani reports.
It is with these special greetings reserved for royalties that His Royal Highness Kenneth Kan Asobo III was received by the Pinyin community in Yaoundé. Fonka Azu is a custodian of the Pinyin culture.
We are happy and we thank God for this day. The Pinyin people, for almost 50 years, we had a legend in Pinyin. Now we have the Fon who's taken over from his late father. So for us, it's a new dawn. I can actually even say, quoting Prophet Isaiah, it's like a people who walked in darkness who have now seen a great light.
He was presented to the populations in the village on Friday. Eventually, the grand enthronement will be done. Absolutely, he's a paramount ruler of the Pinyin people.
Addressing the Pinyin community in Yaoundé for the first time as the paramount ruler of the Pinyin people, His Majesty Kenneth Kan Asobo III urged the population to continue to preserve their culture while promising to work towards a prosperous Pinyin land.
I come here as a new Fon, and I want to say that the journey of 1,000 miles starts with step. It's going to be a daunting task, but I believe that I can bank on all the Pinyin people. The driving ambition of your new Fon is to see a united, peaceful, and prosperous Pinyin land.
The one-time top official of the Cameroon Radio Television, Kenneth Asobo, used the cultural event to call for peace, unity, and development in the Pinyin land.
In more culture news, sons and daughters of Ashong village in Momo division of the Northwest region residing in Tiko have raised a sum of 17 million CFA francs to support the water rehabilitation and extension project in the village. The funds were raised during the annual general assembly of the Ashong Social, Cultural and Development Association in the presence of Fon Bafo Christopher III. Details with Yvonne Isamengo.
In a vibrant gathering, community leaders and members of Ashong Village in Batibo subdivision of the Northwest region came together to raise funds for the rehabilitation and expansion of the aging water network set up some 43 years ago.
Mbatim Benjam, the coordinator of Ashong Development Association. The quality of water has degraded, infrastructure getting bad. We thought that this is time to go forward to improve. We're going to make sure that water gets to every house, school, school, every hospital.
Providing the growing population with steady access to quality potable water is particularly beneficial to the women. Tebo Magdalene, national president of the association's women's wing, Awuskuda.
This initiative is going to help the women, especially in domestic work and even their farm work.
The amount of mobilization and donation, which currently stands at approximately 17 million CFA francs, demonstrates the commitment of the Ashong people. Fon Mbafo Christopher III.
We have general belief that water is life, and that's why these projects are of great importance. The present ESCO, they've been doing marvelous job, and I think no other project can mobilize people like water.
This year's ASCUDA's general meeting in Tiko ended with a strong call to action and for more support in favor of an essential cause. Yvonne Isamengowo, CRTV, Tiko.
CPDM party members and supporters in Dian Falls section in Bamuso, that's in Dian Division of the Southwest Region, have called on President Paul Biya to be their candidate in the 2025 presidential election. They made the call recently in Bamuso during celebrations to mark the 42nd anniversary at the helm of the state. Henry McCauley reports from CRTV Southwest.
CPDM members and sympathizers of Dian Falls section in Bamuso used the 42nd anniversary of President Biya's rise to power to celebrate the achievements of President Biya and his government in Bamuso. Amongst them, they say, is the construction of schools, health centers, and other amenities. Michael Anje is the vice president of this section.
There is no chiefdom and community that has not benefited a project or two. There is a lot of support being dished to fishermen. Schools everywhere, there is grading of roads.
Colbert Kole is subsection president of Bamuso.
Bamuso have always been one of the top subdivision in Zan Division. When it comes to the special plan by head of state, President Paul Biya, the youth have benefited so much in the creation of the multipurpose youth empowerment center, which is here to empower the youth.
The event, which took place at the Bamuso Municipal Hall under the auspices of the mayor Samuel Meme and the section president Oromungale, ended with a march around the town of Bamuso. Henry McCauley, CRTV, Buya.
In a related development, sympathizers of Cameroon's leading political party, CPDM, in Wabane subdivision in Lebialem division of the Southwest Region, have pledged to remain united and stand with President Paul Biya ahead of the 2025 presidential election. This was during activities to celebrate the 42nd anniversary of the head of state's ascension to power, organized by the section president of CPDM Lebialem 3, who is the mayor of the locality, Nembo K. To Israel. Details with Kangelion Cesar.
The people of Wabane made public their support not just for the CPDM but also for President Paul Biya, promising to stand by his policy of unity and support him with 100% votes come 2025. Nembo K2 Israel, CPDM Section President Lebialem 3.
As the Secretary of Central Committee said, we should rally all as one man behind the head of state.
Amongst the key issues looked at during the celebrations, the successes of President Biya's regime before some locals benefited from farming tools donated. The occasion was colored by traditional displays. Kange, Leon Cesar, CRTV, Boya.
Out of Cameroon, flooding in South Sudan has displaced more than 379,000 people, according to a United Nations update that warned about a surge in malaria. Aid agencies have said the world's youngest country, highly vulnerable to climate change, is in the grip of its worst flooding in decades, mainly in the north. In Ivory Coast, political parties there have begun preparations for the 2025 presidential election. Former Ivorian Prime Minister Pascal Affi N'Guessan was named candidate for the Popular Ivorian Front, FPI, in the 2025 presidential election. The FPI is a party of former President Laurent Gbagbo. Elsewhere, more than 80 people have been killed in Israeli strikes in Lebanon and northern Gaza since late Saturday. The National News Agency reported airstrikes on the town on Almat in central Lebanon this Sunday. Lebanon's health ministry said 20 people were killed there, including three children. Meanwhile, video from the scene shows that at least one building was reduced to rubble, with heavy machinery trying to remove the debris. In sport, Two new players have been called up in the Indomitable Lions Den ahead of their Day 5 and 6 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Namibia on Wednesday and Zimbabwe on the 19th of November in Yaoundé. We have details with Harrison Ashu-Tiku.
McBreeze has made just four changes from the squad he used against Kenya. Darlin Yongwa and Ivan Neyu are making a comeback, while Atu Avom Ebong and Wiliti Yunusa are newcomers. On the goalpost, the Belgian tactician has maintained the three goalies, Andre Onana, Simon Omosala and Gapan Dwebu. 10 defenders have been caught up to ensure that the team doesn't concede. Darlin Yongwa, who last played for the Lions in the 2023 AFCON in Côte d'Ivoire, joins the regulars. Christopher Wo, Nuhu Tolo, Michael Ngandu, Fai Collins and five other players to man the defense. Two newcomers who play in the French League 2, Atu Avomebon of FC Lorient and Wiliti Yunusa of Rodas, are expected to partner with Frank Zambo Anguissa, Martin Hongla, Carlos Baleba and Ivan Neyu in the midfield to ensure that the balls get to the attackers. Kevin Kudo's current form with Damak FC in Saudi Arabia has been noticed by the technical bench of the Lions as he joins Captain Vincent Aboubakar, Brian Buemo, Boris Eno, Frank Magri, Mumin Gamalo and Patrick Soko up front. Even though the Indomitable Lions have already qualified for next year's AFCON in Morocco, McBree says they are determined to win the two upcoming matches against Namibia on Wednesday in Johannesburg, South Africa, and against Zimbabwe in Yaoundé on the 19th of November.
We're here to perform, so we're going to perform. Although we're qualified already, but the two games stays important. We have to do everything to win the games.
The players are expected to begin arriving in Yaoundé in the hours ahead, as they will have their first training session this Monday.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Cameroon's Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education and his Rwandan counterpart have been discussing paths for Yaoundé to successfully host the 9th edition of Youth Connect Africa Summit. Both personalities had a conversation on the plan at the event taking place in Kigali. The United Nations reports that nearly 380,000 people displaced by floods in South Sudan are likely to suffer from a surge in malaria. And in sport, two new faces will join the Indomitable Lions in the build-up to the 5 and 6 matches of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers.